Tomorrow marks 2 months since the deadly mass school shootings in Parkland, Florida. Since then, we've heard public outrage transform into ever more urgent calls for reforms to the nation's gun laws. My first guest knows firsthand what it's like to come face-to-face with a school shooter.
Hey, police, what's addressing your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on 2nd Avenue in the school, and the gentleman said, tell them to hold down. The police officers are coming, and he said he's going to start shooting, so tell them to back off.
Okay, 1 moment.
Do not let anybody in the building, including the police. Do not let anybody in the building, including the police.
The voice on that 911 call is Antoinette Tuff. She was a school employee at Ronald E. McNair Discovery Learning Academy, which is in Decatur, just outside of Atlanta. On August 20th, 2013, she was working at the school's front desk when a 20-year-old gunman entered with an AK-47 military assault rifle and 500 rounds of ammunition. But Antoinette talked the gunman down, and no one was injured or killed. These days, she's made her life's work to help make schools safer with her organization. It's called Kids on the Move for Success Discovery STEAM Mentoring Program. She's also the author of the book Prepared for a Purpose. Antoinette joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Leah?
Oh, fine. Thank you. So take us back to that day. What exactly happened?
Well, I went to school that morning. I was in an uproar because my husband had just left me after 33 years, the man that I had been with since I was 13 years old. I got to school, you know, as we all do, we get up in the morning, we put a mask on, and people really don't know what you're going through. And if they ask you, well, how's your day? You'll be like, oh, I'm great and highly favored. You know, you really don't ever say what you're really feeling at that moment. Mm-hmm. And so I went to school that day, and my principal asked me if I could fill in for the secretary. That's not my normal, but, you know, when you need your two quarters and a nickel to make a dollar, you know, you go ahead and do what you need to be doing. So I wind up going and getting ready to be able to fill in for the secretary. And as I'm sitting at my desk, I get a phone call from the bank wanting $14,000. So then it put me in another uproar, crying, trying to get myself together. And then I hear a knock on my door, and it's the actual teacher wanting to know where I was and if I could help her with her paperwork. So I'm talking to the teacher and trying to get myself together. And we walk up to the front office and we sit there and I'm helping her with her paperwork, just not thinking about anything. So the teacher sits there with me and then the secretary goes out of one door and the parent that she was helping goes out the other door. And the parent kindly held the door open for the gunman, not knowing she was actually letting in the gunman.
Wow.
So that's how that morning started.
Wow.
With that gunman coming in the door. He walked in front of the door with an AK-47 and over 500 rounds of ammo. It was the first time I've ever seen a gun. So at first I thought, this is a joke. So me and the teacher looked at each other and like, okay, this must be really a joke. But we realized it wasn't a joke when he was walking to and fro in the front office, allowing us to know that we were all going to die today. And then he went on to just, you know, start giving us demands, telling her to go let everyone know that he was actually in the building and what was going to go happen. And what he did not know was on the other side of the door where he told her to go let everybody know that he was in the building, was teachers and students in that room. And so she was like, intruder, intruder, intruder. And so they start, you know, running like chaos, you know, like, you know, this is for real. This is not, you know, we ain't doing no drill. This is real. And so he heard all this commotion and he got angry. And so he then took his weapon and went over to the door like he was getting ready to start shooting at the kids. And so I said to him, they're only doing what you told them to do. Come back in here with me. Come back in here. And so he got angry. So then what he did is he came back in the room. He took a chair and he propped open the front door, and then he went to the other door because it was double doors to get outside to the community, and he started shooting in the community.
Just randomly shooting?
Just randomly shooting everywhere, spraying bullets, unloading.
What time was it?
It was around dismissal time.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally we would have a room full of kids and parents and teachers trying to get them there and get on early buses and stuff, and so I was sitting there just praying like, God, do you see what I see? I'm going to need you to help us.
Miraculously, no one was injured outside or inside the building. The person that did this is 20-year-old Michael Brandon Hill, who you came literally face to face with. He was later sentenced to 2 decades in prison. But during the 911 call, you're heard talking to him, and I want to take a listen to some of that.
It's going to be all right, sweet. I just want you to know that I love you, though, okay? And I'm proud of you. That's a good thing that you've just given up, and don't worry about it. We all go through something in life. No, you don't want that. You're going to be okay. I thought the same thing. You know, I tried to commit suicide last year after my husband left me. But look at me now. I'm still working, and everything is okay.
So you actually began to have a conversation with him. How were you able to make a connection with Michael?
You know what? Well, we were pain meeting pain. I was in a lot of pain during that time. I didn't know how to survive without my ex-husband. I had been with him since I was 13. I was 46 at the time. And so it was me trying to figure out who was Antoinette Marie Tuff. The same time, one of the times that I wanted to take my life was the same time that Michael Hill was in an uproar with his brother. And so a lot of times we don't know that our paths collide in some kind of way. We're on the other side of town in the other side of the world, not knowing that one day our pain would meet each other's pain and would be able to save each other in the midst of the pain to be able to save lives all over the world.
You were able to say that to him, though.
Oh, yes, most definitely, because at the end of the day, what I seen was a 20-year-old gunman who had an AK-47 in the back of his book bag, had a bottle of water, magazines, and over 500 rounds of ammo. And no matter what it looked like for him that day, he was just like my children. He was just like the child that's next door. He was just like our children that are in our homes that are crying out for help. So for me, what I seen was a young man saying, can someone see me? Can someone hear me? And so that's why I created my organization called Kids on the Move for Success, so that we could be able to give our kids a safe place to be able to have a voice. And no matter what it is that they're going through, we as adults have to sit back and listen. Can't say anything. Get your paper and your pen out and listen to what our children are saying.
So President Trump has talked about this idea of arming teachers. And here's a clip of him speaking at the White House about the Parkland school shooting. And he says that if teachers there had been armed, more lives may have been saved.
It only works where you have people very adept at using firearms, of which you have many. And it would be teachers and coaches. If the coach had a firearm in his locker when he ran at this guy, that coach was very brave. Saved a lot of lives, I suspect. But if he had a firearm, he wouldn't have had a run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it.
So from your experience, do you think that arming teachers is a good idea? Would it have helped you?
Okay, I'm going to give you two versions of that, right? I'm going to give you the version of Antoinette Tuff on August 20th, 2013. If I had had a gun, we'd have all been dead because I had tried to commit suicide 2 days before that. I was mentally not stable. And when you get two unmentally stable people in the room with weapons of that magnitude, then nothing can come out of it but danger. Come out from my safe zone in my classroom with my 20 or 30 kids, and you want me to now take my life in jeopardy and be at the front line. Mentally, I'm already in anxiety, overwhelmed, and all I'm thinking about is my children and my baby and my husband at home. And if I die this instant, who's going to help them out? So, you know, you got to think about all that when we're looking at this.
So let's talk about gun legislation, because the Parkland students, you were talking about the Parkland school shooting. They have been on the front lines really pushing for gun legislation. And last weekend, Georgia Congressman John Lewis, he took part in a forum on gun violence in Atlanta. You joined him there. And speaking to a packed audience, he said Congress must pass gun reform legislation. Let's hear some of that.
There will not be any peace or any rest on the floor of the House until we do something. And I said to each and every one of you, don't give up. Be persistent and consistent. I agree, it's a long march, day in and day out. But we can win, and we must win.
All right, so what does legislation, meaningful legislation, mean to you?
Well, for me, I think it was a good panel. We, you go back and we have not just had the discussions. I've been sitting in some government panels and laws and just kind of see what the conversation is. And it's amazing. We went over to the state capitol and sat in some of the actual meetings. It's amazing to me that they're on transportation conversations more than they are in safety in our schools and communities. That's heart and just, I mean, I can just not believe it. And so for me, to be on that panel with John Lewis was just really enable me to be able to see that we got one that's thinking about us, one that's saying enough is enough.
That's Antoinette Tough. She is founder of the group Kids on the Move for Success, Discovery STEAM Mentoring Program, and also author of Prepared for a Purpose. She also witnessed the school shooting at Decatur's Ronald E. McNair Elementary School in 2013 and has shared her story with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.